AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Donald Trump's trade representative, Peter Navarro, accuses federal prosecutors and the FBI of bullying him following his indictment and arrest today for contempt of Congress for refusing a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. A Texas state senator tells the AP the school police chief facing criticism for the slow police response to the school shooting in Uvalde was not carrying a radio during the attack. Uvalde is in Senator Ronald Gutierrez's district. He says Chief Pete Arredondo was not informed of the panic 911 calls coming from students trapped inside the classroom. Families of two recent mass shooting victims will appear before a House committee as Democrats in Congress try to underscore the devastation caused by the country's continued and growing gun violence. AP Sagar Magani has a story.
House Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney says the hearings aimed at galvanizing bipartisan support for gun laws that can save lives. The panel will hear from the mother of a man shot at a Buffalo supermarket and the parents of a 10-year-old girl killed in her Texas classroom. Also due to appear, a Uvalde fourth grader, whose story President Biden recounted last night while urging Congress to act.
Who smeared blood off her murdered friend's body on her own face to lie still among the corpses in her classroom and pretend she was dead in order to stay alive.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A convicted murderer on the run since escaping a Texas prison bus last month was fatally shot by law enforcement, but only after he killed a grandfather and four of his grandchildren. Police say Gonzalo Lopez stole a truck and possibly a semi-automatic-style rifle and handgun from the family's weekend cabin some 200 miles from where he died in a shootout. This is AP News. Former hedge fund CEO David McCormick concedes the Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania to celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz, saying the statewide recount won't give him enough votes to make up the deficit. Oz will face Democrat John Fetterman, who is recovering from a stroke. Fetterman's cardiologist says he also has cardiomyopathy. The doctor says he'll be fine if he eats healthy foods, takes his prescribed medication, and exercises. In a statement, Fetterman said he almost died and admits to ignoring warning signs for years and a doctor's advice. What was Agatha in the Pacific should become Alex as the system could reach tropical storm strength overnight. Philippe Papin at the National Hurricane Center says parts of Florida and Cuba are going to see extremely heavy rains.
Between 6 to 10 inches of rainfall over the next 24 to 48 hours in the Miami metro area. And for a large chunk of the southern Florida peninsula, including also the Florida Keys.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.